Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings you the latest news from the Retail Energy Code. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. Today, I'm joined by Vaishnavi Sharma from the REC Code Manager's Performance Assurance team. Vaishnavi will be talking to us about the REC Performance Assurance Framework and some of its key documents that have recently been through their annual review. Welcome, V. So, for the benefit of our listeners, could you please give a recap of what the Performance Assurance Framework is and how it adds value to the REC?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for inviting me. For those of you who do not know me, I am V. Sharma, and I am responsible for developing and overseeing the operation of the Performance Assurance Framework as part of the REC Code Manager team. Before we dive into the detail of what is latest in the world of REC Performance Assurance, let us start by reminding listeners what the purpose of performance assurance is. It is to ensure that the REC arrangements are working effectively and meeting their objective, whilst giving all REC stakeholders confidence of the same. Having a framework where we have defined our methodology, the key priorities, helps us deliver assurance in a structured manner. Under the REC, our performance assurance framework is made up of several useful documents: the Performance Assurance Operating Plan, the Retail Risk Register, the Performance Assurance Methodology and Techniques document, to name a few. These documents are reviewed annually to ensure they remain fit for purpose and are evolving with changing market conditions. The annual review cycle also serves as an opportunity to adapt how we operate the Performance Assurance Service based on feedback we have received from the industry to increase the impact we have. Last week, we issued two recently updated documents from our Performance Assurance Framework, the Performance Assurance Operating Plan, and the Retail Risk Register for industry consultation via the REC Category 3 change process. Listeners can find this consultation on the REC portal or via the note within the REC bulletins that was issued on the 27th of September. Hopefully, Paul and I can help you understand better what these documents are and how your participation in this consultation can help us shape the Performance Assurance Service.
Thanks, V. On that note, could you please tell us a bit more about these documents that are out for consultation? Should we start with the Performance Assurance Operating Plan?
Yes, of course. The Performance Assurance Operating Plan, or the PAOP as we often call it, is the plan of activities that the REC's Performance Assurance Board, or PAB, has asked the code manager to undertake through the year. It is based on PAB's assessment of their strategic assurance priorities. It gives REC parties, service providers, and others who are subject to assurance under the REC an idea of what to expect and when. PAB tracks our progress against the PAOP every month. This includes reviewing the techniques we have applied to measure or manage risks in a particular area of the code, all the way to our activities, which help us ensure our performance assurance framework is up to date. Last month, one of the key activities that the performance assurance team was busy with was the review of our retail risk register. The retail risk register is a document that captures key risks that the PAB has identified for monitoring and management. At the start of each REC year, we review this document to make sure that we have the most current view of risks under REC.
Fantastic. Could you please tell us about how the PAOP is developed and how we can get access to it?
The PAOP is published on 1st September each year and is developed over the summer months through engagement with various stakeholders, including PAB, parties, service users, service providers, and consumer representative groups such as Citizens Advice. This year, we kicked off this discussion at our quarterly performance assurance webinar in June, where we asked attendees their views on whether the current focus of performance assurance was appropriate, or if we needed to focus more or less on certain areas. We received great insights through those sessions, which were then played back to the PAB and further developed into proposals that now form part of the PAOP for 2024-25. Between June and August, we presented several iterations of the PAOP to PAB whilst keeping parties apprised of the progress through the REC Issues Group. At the end of August, this document was signed off by PAB and published on the REC portal. If you're looking to read the payoff, you can find this on the REC portal under Category 3 documents within the Code Products section.
Brilliant. Thanks, V. Let's talk about what's new in the Retail Risk Register.
Those who are familiar with the previous iterations will know that the Risk Register has undergone a significant change in terms of how the information is laid out. We hope you find this new version easier to navigate. We have started off at the highest level of risks which prevent REC from meeting its objective and traced these through all the different parts of the code. We have added mapping within the Risk Register to the measures in place to monitor the risks, as well as activities planned to manage the risk that are listed within the payoff. We hope that this updated Retail Risk Register allows various REC stakeholders to understand where risks under the REC may manifest from and what the PAB and the code manager are doing about it. As we know, there are various types of parties under the REC. Hopefully, the new Risk Register also allows parties to filter down to areas most relevant to them, whilst also being able to see how their interests are being protected.
And that's all really useful information. Before you leave, do you have any last thoughts for our listeners?
Thanks, Paul. It has been lovely to chat with you about our payoff and the Risk Register today. Before I leave, I would once again like to encourage all listeners to respond to the Risk Register and payoff joint consultation ahead of the 11th October deadline. If you need help finding out how you can access the document or participate in the consultation, please contact us via enquiries@recmanager.co.uk. We are very keen to hear from you.
V, thank you so much for joining me today for this overview of the review of the PAYOP and Risk Register, both key elements of the Performance Assurance Framework. That's all we've got time for today. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you all on the next one. Thank you very much, and goodbye.